The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 11th day of August 2021. And with me today, Roger Landry. Hello, Roger.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Oh, fair to middling, mostly good. Hoping the experts aren't right. They're predicting the fall of the dollar by the end of the year. And quite frankly, that might fall in line with what the hell are they going to do now? Because, well, there's 7.2 billion people on the face of the planet, and JoJo, the pretend president that's occupying the Oval Office right now, he says there's been a billion people that have been vaccinated. So that leaves out 6.2 billion. So how do we how do we coerce them into getting the jab? Well, how about you pull the plug on the economy, and then you set up special favor. Okay, the government will bail you out, give you food money, rent money, whatever. But you got to get the jab. I'm Roger. I have seen these New World Orderites do just about anything. They're capable of doing anything, and I'm waiting for this other shoe to drop. Now they trying to set this up here. They tried to get us into a shooting war, kind of a second civil war, only the opponents to the good people of this country, they're the communist socialists, but they don't even realize, most of them, they don't even realize that they are. They keep touting the fact that we're in this great democracy and 51% of the people agree with something. Hey, it becomes law. No, we were based on law, based on common sense, and it was called the Constitution. But since the administrative state took over, there's more holes in that Constitution than a piece of Swiss cheese. Having said all of that, the FDA, let me backtrack here. Yeah, last summer they tried to get us into a shooting war with these miscreants. The people that really aren't doing any real damage, they're just protesting vigorously. You know, Fleischer, I think his name was, on CNN, he's standing there doing a report and saying mostly peaceful protest when damn buildings are burning down right behind him. Journalism is not journalism anymore, and telling the truth is anymore what you can get away with lying about.
I got to tell you something. You just stop right there because you realize that that's just the perfect place to plug me in. If you stop to consider everything you just described, okay, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I don't go for that kind of stuff. You know me. I wouldn't be caught dead writing an article that, oh, I don't know, explains most of what you just said and then goes on to prove that the entire global economy and millions, tens of millions of people's lives have been absolutely trashed for a virus they can't even prove exists. Hold on. What did Roger just say? They can't even prove it exists. Over 2 years ago, they ran a, what? They ran basically the entire scenario we're looking at right now as an exercise, Event 201. About 4 years before that, and I could keep going back to 2010, because 2010 is what precipitated, actually 2008, but it culminated in these decisions about 2010 is what precipitated what we're looking at today. This is a complete takeover of humanity. It has several goals. One of the goals is massive population reduction. This is why 7.5 billion people are going to be forced, coerced, or whatever into taking a vaccine that we all know from the fact they can't even prove the virus exists, period. We all know the vaccines are an intent for something that has nothing to do with a disease that doesn't exist. So what we're looking at is a consolidation of global masters over the planet. What we're looking at is consolidation of all monies and all products through the large corporations that help to make up the elitists. And what we're looking at is a mechanism to reduce the population to a more controllable, workable, easy to learn, and don't say very much population. All of this is underway. Why the hell, listen to me, people, would a vaccine be absolutely shut down and pulled by the CDC and the FDA because it had caused 53 deaths? 53. We're looking at COVID-19 deaths as a result of, and even if we take the numbers that governments are giving us, it's in the tens of thousands, if not over 100,000. The reality is it's in the millions. This is how many people have died, not 53. Why the hell would you be forcing the entire population of the entire planet to take a vaccine we already know is probably the biggest killer of any medical product in the history of humanity? Not a joke. An absolute fact. Anybody out there today who's serious about taking this vaccine, the first thing you know is they have done absolutely no research. And if you don't step in to at least try and tell them something, how responsible are you when their 7-year-old son gets the vaccine and he's dead 2 days later?
Well, Roger, I got a letter here from Bill Gravel Jr. He's a county judge here in Williamson County, Texas. And it's an open letter to the people of Williamson County. Businesses got it. Residents got it. Residential homes got it. Everybody got this letter. And he starts this out by saying one death per day. What would you do to prevent one death per day? And then he goes on and talks about his approaching 500 deaths in our country, and this was all attributable to COVID-19. And then he goes on to talk about vaccinations. He was hesitant about taking it, chose to take it because, well, he wanted to be around his coworkers. He's also part of he's the head of the emergency management during disasters. And he goes on and waxes and wanes eloquently. And I'm looking and I'm reading this letter thinking, you know, here's a judge making a judgment off of bad information. Bad information. You know, that... And why is that possible? Because the good information, or the information countervailing what they have put out, has been kept from Judgy Wudgy and everybody alike. So
programmed ignorance.
Well, and this, yeah, thank you. And this is, think about this, folks. This is like having a trial, and all the evidence, the prosecution squashes all the evidence that he's turned up that could have helped the defense, could have proven a case that he's innocent. But, you know, we'll let that out. We're not going to allow that in the courtroom.
Exculpatory.
How can a judge make a sound judgment? Now, here's a guy that's dealing with people's life and liberty. Depending on what he's charged with, if he's found guilty, does he spend time in jail? Is he sent to the death penalty room? Whatever the case may be, it affects people, their personal lives. So here we have a judge, based on his faulty information, doing this letter pleading people to basically step up, take the shot, and possibly die. I'm going to, on RBN letterhead, write this nice judge a letter. And it's not going to be real nasty, but I am just going to make some points that I'm sure he considers himself a man that is fair, and that he's got to have all the information in which to render a good what? Judgment. This judge's, his judgment is so far off, it's unbelievable. So I'm going to shake this guy up a little bit. Hey,
good.
One person at a time. I'm tired of this crap.
Listen to me. The video that's inside the article I sent over to you, which you so graciously put on your website, and I appreciate that. The video that's inside there is a description of the FOIA requests to many governments across the planet. Listen to what I'm saying, people. Many governments across the planet. FOIA, meaning Freedom of Information Requests, to all of these governments, asking them for any proof that the SARS-CoV-2 virus exists, any images, any pictures, any actual proof that they can base the actions that are being taken against their population in their country. Anything they can give to prove the existence of this virus. And nobody can come up with anything. Not even the FDA. Are you listening to me, people? They can't even prove this thing exists, but they've destroyed how many people across the planet? How many lives? How many businesses? And control.
Roger, look. The pandemic started in 08. Let's get this thing straightened out here. The pandemic started in 08. The plan was to stop the world, get it in debt up to its eyeballs. Why? Because the funny money system that's been running here in this country now for what? 108 years, 109 years, something like that. That has devastated this economy or its potential because it is worth absolutely nothing. Now, to exacerbate and hasten the process, you see what the Democrats are doing in Washington. When all's said and done, they want about roughly $5.5 trillion. And they don't have $5.5 trillion. So who do they have to go to? Oh, that's right. They have to get that line of credit from the bank. We are already $200 trillion in debt, and they're going to keep pushing this. This amount of debt, there is no way to repay this, even if it was a legitimate debt. Yep. You know, I find this fascinating. People don't even understand what kind of economic system, with all the people out there making money and jabbering about, you know, the stocks and the bonds and, you know, the best bet for the future and whether to buy gold or silver. Everybody out there misses the point that this is an illegal and unconstitutional system. And on their own books, I read the Federal Reserve audit a couple of weeks ago. Roger, they don't put cash that they have out there in circulation, billions and billions and billions of those little puppies, they don't even list that as an asset on their books. The only thing they list as an asset is the coinage, and that's under the Department of Treasury, not the Federal Reserve. So we have had egregious actions taken and cancerously ate this country from the inside out. And here we sit. By the way, I'm going to remind the judge, remember that little downturn in business back in 08? I'm going to dedicate a few lines to that as well. Biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. Yeah. And nobody officially was told in this country how much that debt really was. Does that tell you something very scandalous happened if they won't even admit how much was actually ripped off?
That was the biggest. What we're looking at right now with the total collapse of mid and small sized businesses, most of which are either being bought up for pennies on the dollar or swept aside because they were basically in the way of the bigger boys. What we're looking at right now is a transfer of wealth that is, there's nothing even close to it. There never has been, and it's not done yet.
I don't know if it's a transfer of wealth or a transfer of what's no, left.
That's where I was going, okay? You stated that how much has actually gone out of the U.S. Monetary system all over the globe since 1913. How much has gone out is over $200 trillion. Okay, you need to understand something. Everybody out there needs to understand something. We don't touch on this a lot because most of you are going to roll the eyes into the back of your head, but believe it because it's absolutely true. The United States hasn't been a republic for a very long time. The United States is a corporation. The reason they can get away with what they're doing is because they have a corporation under their control. Corporations can be used in two fashions. They can be used in a fashion to make a lot of money and make you rich and powerful. Done that, they can also be used to destroy. And you have control of the biggest corporation on the planet, the United States. You have control of their money, you have control of their assets, and you have control of their politicians. Yes. The United States, I've said this on your show a billion times, the United States was destined to go down on its knees and literally become a third world nation. This was destined from the end of World War II. You're looking at it right now, but on the way down, we are a big club that can be used to beat the rest of the world into submission. How? Monetarily first. This is what John has been explaining to you.
Jason in Costa Rica. This guy tried calling in yesterday. He called three or four times. We could not get any audio. The connection was being made, but I don't know if he could hear us, but we certainly couldn't hear him. And he wanted to say something about the viral shedding. Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say what you said yesterday was absolutely the case. I've seen shedding twice in the last month for recently vaccinated people. You know, one cross-infected my entire office. The other one came in on a flight from Israel, sick as a dog. You know, they're not allowed to...
Jason, excuse me, Jason. I'm getting a lot of thumping there in the background. What's going on?
Sorry, let me move. I'm just... you happen to catch me as I'm walking across the street.
Okay.
Stop.
All right. No, I didn't catch you. You caught us. You called us. We didn't call you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, you were dead on in the shedding. You know, they want to pretend it doesn't exist, which tells me that they're putting stuff in these vaccines that they aren't admitting to make people sick intentionally.
It's a spike protein, and yes, the shedding has been not only something that was realized, but I talked to a woman not too long ago that said she has not been vaccinated, but when her vaccinated girlfriends come over and they sit around and have tea and talk, okay, for the next couple of weeks or for the next week, whatever, her menstrual cycle goes off the deep end. And you know what? We've already been told by doctors that once you get the vaccine, one of the things you need to be concerned about for at least the first 30 days is your menstrual cycle. They tell you this when you get the vaccine. This woman never had it. She's experiencing it when her vaccinated friends come over.
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt him, but he's absolutely right. My suggestion for anybody is, you know, they want a shooting war, ignore that, and go for the jugular by shutting down the economy prematurely on them. Have organized groups just simply walk away from work for 30 days, tell them to stand, see how they like it, you know, when nothing functions, you know, bring in a Jacera Nacera regrouping rather than a depopulation. But that's what they're after. Today in the airport, they shut down all the quick exits through immigration now. You got to go through the old way, one by one, and get stamped. Coming back in the U.S., why spend the billions of dollars on all those machines if you don't use them?
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back to the U.S. You're down in Florida. How long are you staying?
I'm a permanent resident. I flew from the People's Democratic Republic.
Okay, short answer because we're going to break.
I'm a permanent resident when I'm not in Latin America.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll break. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Geez, I'm a little confused here. You know, if I were to pay attention to mainstream media, I guess I would be up on all the inside stuff and the real truth. Well, the Centers for Disease Control was forced to adjust Sunday's Florida record COVID count by almost 50%. And it's ironic that you got Stu Peters up there in the body of that argument, because yesterday I played a video that he interviewed a real doctor, a female, that was down in Florida, that went to these hospitals that were just bulging at the seams, and they couldn't deal with all the COVID people, and they had to order refrigerated trucks because all the dead bodies. Well, she took a visit to these places, and it was a ghost town. Now, and it turns out the Boca News Now and a one named Andrew Colton decided that he was going to do this story that was picked up by some national medias and circulations, publications, and they put it out there as fact. Very eerie of the same kind of thing, and I'm not a conspiratorial kind of guy,
no,
but it matches what the then governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, that I guess is no longer the governor,
Nope.
Because, well, they're getting him out on a sex scandal. Where, and
he's still the governor, but not
okay.
for much longer.
Well, in reality, he may have caused upwards to the death of 100,000 old people in New York.
Yes.
That's, I believe, the real reason why this guy is being shoved aside. Aside from him being just a stone-cold, narcissistic asshat, I mean, if you read about this guy, and you really start to get a good feel of who he is and how he operates, I just feel sorry for his son, Mr. Cuomo, that does the news on the Communist News Network. I'm sorry. What? His brother? That's his brother?
Yeah, that's his brother. His younger brother.
Wow. What happened with the old pregnancy thing? They look like grandfather, grandson. Holy mackerel.
They're a couple of years apart, but he's the older brother.
Yeah. It must be the pressure of doing all that, you know, the reason why
Cuomo... Sexual harassment.
Why Cuomo is stepping aside is because he wants to see effective government in New York, and he doesn't want to interrupt the process. Exactly what process is.
They want to get him in the closet so that he can't start talking when they decide to put him in a place where he needs to start talking.
Well, it's been indicated that, well, the sheriff up there in whatever the hell county New York is in has said that, you know, maybe we might keep investigating to see if there's any, you know, what do you want to make a bet that doesn't happen?
I think it was a mechanism to apply pressure, and it was successful, amongst other mechanisms that were applied, I'm sure. Yeah, this guy was literally squeezed out. He was pretty much told that once these investigations start, and once they really start to dig deep, we don't want this to happen, which means you need to go away. I'm also going to tell you that the people who put in these complaints are probably going to be, in every way, shape, or form, as much as possible, either coerced or bribed into dropping their cases or settling their cases out of public view. Not joking. That's just the way it works.
You know, it's interesting.
This guy knows way too much. He's way too high in the body politic, and they don't want him talking. So either he's going to have a heart attack, or they're going to isolate him politically.
Or they'll lock him up in the same jail that the child molester was in, and he'll...
Yeah, and they'll come in and find out that he hung himself with his shoestrings. But they won't show his shoes because they weren't the kind that had laces.
You know, it's kind of funny. Well, we'll just move on. I've got a lot more important things to talk about here. The CDC, so they keep having, when they get caught, they keep having to redo their numbers. But I'm reading that, it seems that the CDC is keeping two sets of books.
I think it's even worse than that, because basically what we have been told and what we know to be a fact is that the PCR test was an absolute failure. And since it was first recommended to be used, one of the people who helped to design it has stepped up to say, this isn't supposed to do that. It's not even made to do that. It can't do that properly. And what did they do? They told us there were hundreds of millions of people across the planet that had COVID-19. They told us the whole world was going to die. They told us that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, this is way back at the beginning, of Americans already had it. Who has gone back, now that the CDC and the FDA have stood up to say that that was a faulty test and shouldn't have been used, who is going to stand up and say the pandemic was a lie?
Who? Well, it's rather fascinating if you're to believe the CDC and the World Health Organization, which has been kind of eerily silent lately. Yeah. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. Roger Landry's my guest.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Oh, we almost missed the days of National Guard shooting students on Ohio campus. You know, those days, by comparison, look tame.
Kent State University. I was living in Ohio at the time. Yep.
And I was in the military at the time in boot camp, and we'd have the National Guard, the Weekend Warriors. They had to take basic, I guess, once a year, whatever. And these clowns are running around going, Kent State 4, or I'm sorry, National Guard 4, Kent State 0. I... yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At any rate, your doctor here, by the way, do you know the background on this Stu Peters?
I haven't done a whole lot of digging.
Please do. Because he's popped out of nowhere.
I know.
And he and his crew, they all have the high and tights, and they smell of federal to me.
I am very concerned about anything I listen to. I listen to it for its authenticity. I listen to it for its believability, and that goes for both the guest and the presenter. One of the reasons I'm so comfortable coming on your show is because I pretty much know where your heart is and where it's coming from.
Yeah, I'm a conspiracy nut.
And the information you present is something that I can actually follow back and tag. So this gentleman, yeah, he came out of nowhere. Absolutely. I realized that. You didn't even have to tell me that, but I'm glad you did, because, again, as usual, we're on the same page. But at the same time, I'm listening to the information, I'm looking at the sources, and I'm understanding that, yeah, believe me, everybody can be a little on the sly. Everybody can, and maybe he is. The point here is what I'm seeing and what I'm sharing, and the only thing I'll share, is what I feel is verifiable information. So you're right. And I am cautious, because I've never heard of this guy before a couple of months ago.
Well, I noticed to the run-up to January 6th, we had all the news cameras were just catching people like the whatever percenters out of the Northwest and
yep.
other groups that were coming up. And I would just look at these photos and going, these are military. These are mercs. These are military. You know, you tell this to people, and unless they've witnessed it for themselves or see it, they just got to take your word for it or just disregard it.
Unless pilots, you worked for them for 30 years like I did.
Military pilots, they have a certain look in their eye.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I've noticed that all my life, and every time I see a military pilot being interviewed or whatever, there's that look. I mean, it's just a certain look in their eyes. I cannot even describe physically what causes it or whatever, but it's there.
I can.
What?
I can tell you what causes it.
What?
Because you find the same thing, maybe not to as striking a degree, but you'll find the same thing on most submariners, like myself. And what is it? In a plane, you are closed up in an environment that you're literally at the mercy of that environment. Okay? You have to know exactly what you're doing, because in a lot of cases, you can't see what you're trying to defend yourself against. It is an enclosed environment in which you have to be the master, and nothing is like it unless you're on a submarine, about 1,000 feet below the surface, and you can't see where you're at, and you don't know if somebody's sneaking up on you. So what do I think about what you said about pilots? You're absolutely right, but the next time, and you saw me, did you take a look at my eyes? I spent 8 years on nuclear submarines, and that look will never go away.
Well, I question the sanity of people that climb in metal tubes and dive deep beneath the waves or...
For 90 days at a time.
Yeah, you know. And by the way, in a trapped environment, hoping that your radiation detectors work.
Yeah.
Because you get contaminated down there, buddy. You just might as well
yep.
pull the plug on the ship and just let it go down to the bottom.
If you get a leak at 1,000 feet or below, you better hope to God you've got enough air to blow those ballast tanks, because if it don't equal out, bye-bye, you're gone.
And then you get one of those famous hit the roof as fast as you can and a sub damn near stands on its end coming out of the water.
Yep. It's the same thing with a plane. That's what I'm saying. There's so much alike. That plane has an issue. It heads for the ground, and it heads for the ground very quickly. A submarine, if she's at 1,000 feet, she gets a decent hole in her, she heads deeper very quickly, and you're all dead.
The article that you wrote, you know, did you pay attention to that guy that got the $1,200 fine in Alberta, Canada? They got him.
No, I did. I do know the story. I think we even had the story on the Liberty Beacon, the original story. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had a chance to follow it since. So everything you're about to tell me is going to bring me up to date.
No, it isn't, because I probably don't know any more than you do.
Okay.
What did they say in the military about assumptions? Make an ass out of me.
makes an ass out of you and me. Assume. A-S-S-U-M-E.
Wetsu. And I'm not going to tell the audience what that means. And if you've been in the mental military, you already know. At any rate, we don't have yet, the FDA has not made it official that these vaccines that they're now telling everybody to shoot themselves up with, we're still waiting for the authentication process. I don't know what we're waiting.
They can't do that. Well, they can't do that until they take them back into the laboratory, because what most people, again, don't understand is the time it takes to approve a vaccine is between 8 and 12 years. That's how long it takes. If they're approved for emergency use, they can go on the street whenever the powers that be say they can.
No. The FDA is indicating that they're going to give their approval. Yeah. We're dealing with the real world and how things should be versus these private corporations that are parading around as being federal agencies. And I'll bet you 98% of the people in this country, just like they don't know the Federal Reserve's private corporation for profit, they think it's part of the government. I doubt that 2% of this country even knows that.
They don't know the CDC, the FDA, the CIA, the NISC. They're all private corporations. They don't know that either.
Isn't that amazing? And also, they don't know that we've been bankrupted. What was it, 32?
Yeah. 1933.
33, yep. Yeah. It's amazing how these salient facts just slip by the wayside.
And we lost our republic in the Act of 1871.
We became a corporation. You know, they had to do that 40 acre and a mule thing, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the government needed to be fair. We're here to help you. Always remember that.
If anybody tells you that the government doesn't lie to you, the government always tells you the truth, how many people prior to the internet and us being able to dig and find things out like this, how many Americans do you think knew that America is not a republic? It is a privately owned corporation. How many people do you think knew that? Now, the question here is, how many people do you think know it today?
Well,
a lot more.
Yeah, we just can't put quantitative numbers on it.
No.
Well, okay, getting back to my original statement here of they can do any damn thing they want, you know, these vaccines, they're going to be normalized, if that is even a phrase, because they're going to approve them for distribution. It's not the emergency authorization thing anymore. And they have also come out, the CDC, or the FDA rather, has come out and said, we're about to approve a third jab for Pfizer.
If they approve them in that fashion without the requisite investigation that still needs to happen in order for them to be approved drugs, all right, I'm not going to call them vaccines. If they totally bypass that, then they can never make them mandatory because they have never completed the process that's required to approve a vaccine.
Let's back up here. The largest corporation on the face of the planet, oh, that's right, United States government, with its 4 million employees, they have just been told that this is not an option for you. You will be vaccinated. You will take the vaccination, or you're going to lose your job. So
that's not a mandatory vaccine, okay? You have an option. Bye-bye. I quit my job. I walk away. What I'm telling you is they cannot force you to take a vaccine that has not gone through the normal approval process of a vaccine. If it hasn't been tested properly, which if they just give it approval now to start using it everywhere, it won't be. It will not have gone through the requisite testing, which means it cannot be made mandatory. They can coerce you into it like a big dog. They can tell you you either do it or lose your job, but what they didn't say is you do it or we're going to stuff it down your throat. What they said is you have an option. And this is the game that's being played against Americans and global citizens right now. We're not telling you it's mandatory. We're telling you if you want to keep your job, you got to do it. We're not telling you you have to do it. You can quit, and you can.
Stephen in North Carolina. Hello, Stephen. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah. Hey. Good afternoon, evenings. Hello?
Yes, we've been waiting.
Hey, 14th, I'm sorry, man, I was distracted. 14th Amendment, does this give the government the authority to tell us what the hell to do?
Well, okay. Roger, you want to tackle that one?
To me, it's the easiest answer I could give towards any one of these you would have suggested to me. The government does not have the right to tell us to do anything. They only have the right to do what we will allow them to do. What's happening today is they're not giving us that anymore. We are no longer at the helm. That's the issue. The 14th Amendment, the 12th Amendment, the 10th Amendment, none of them have the authority that we do not grant it. End of story. But you know what? They don't teach that in school anymore. They don't.
No. I agree. But when they say you're a citizen of the United States, they say you're a resident, you're a 14th Amendment federal citizen.
Yep.
Take away state citizenship. And so they take away our power. So we have no more common law. And so what do we do?
Well, okay, it's not necessarily taking power away from you. It's taking your protections. There is always somebody bigger and badder on this planet. I've known knuckle busters out there that think that they can whip the world. There's always somebody that can whoop their butt. And what this did for the individual was it simply spelled out the God-given rights. This was the guideline for the government. And this was not to be colored outside the lines like handing a five-year-old kid a box of Crayola crayons and a comic book and say, hey, be careful and color inside the lines. The 1871 deal, the reconstruction of this country, put the power in the federal government's hands, gave them more power. And what is happening right now, And this is why, and I, Stephen, I don't want to go down this deep, dank hole here, but I just this hour read a portion of a letter from an administrative judge. This guy is an administrative handmaiden for the administrative state. I don't think you could walk into this man's courtroom and make a constitutional argument, because that's not what that court was set up for. It is not a common law court. It is a court of equity. It is it is the money court.
Maritime court.
There you go. Thank you. Maritime court. So to okay, Stephen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So
how about the Articles of Confederation.
What about them?
Well, he had the Articles of Confederation and Declaration of Independence. Then he had a Revolutionary War. Then he had the aristocrats and the bankers brought in the Constitution, because they couldn't get past the 2nd and 13th Amendment of the Articles of Confederation.
Oh, the 13th Amendment that kept the lawyers out of public office? You mean that one?
That's the Constitution. That's the Articles of Confederation.
Yeah.
What happened to all that?
It's gone out the window. Stephen, it's gone out the administrative window along with the administrative baby and the administrative bathwater. They're doing right now is making the administrative state look good. And if you remember, if you've been around for a number of years, what we were working on simply was getting common law back in the courts of this country.
Yeah.
Common law based on common sense. Now it's administrative law. Anybody that wants to charge you, and if you can get you in a courtroom, whatever the case, what justice?
And the judge doesn't even have to roll on precedent anymore. He can just make up his mind because he feels that's the way.
There you go. I mean,
so all these 14th Amendment citizens and we're federal citizens instead of state citizens, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the way the Fed looks at it.
How we get being back to a state citizen?
Hold on, because again, John just said the answer. That's the way the federal government looks at it. But you have to remember, the federal government can pass a lot of laws, such as gun laws. I live in Arkansas. The Arkansas governor just told Mr. Biden about a month ago, you can make all the gun laws you want. They won't apply in our state. That's because we're a union, not a country. Okay, we're supposed to be a union of sovereign states. So the 14th Amendment can be overridden by any state legislature.
Yeah, but will they? Yeah.
We'll see.
Varying degrees here and there. It depends on the quality of human being that we're going to have in the governor's chairs. And I am not really impressed what I'm seeing so far.
Politicians are going to change starting in 2022. You are going to start to see the change in politicians. The problem is, will it be enough, fast enough? Because if we don't take the liberals out of power at this point, by 2024, this country may not exist.
Well, I think it will.
Well, in some fashion it will, not in the fashion we're used to.
I don't think it will. I think it's going down. I got a snowball rolling downhill.
Well,
I do think there are a lot of mechanisms within our power to check that roll. Yes, there are. And that's the reason people like John and I are here, so that we can discuss these things with people and give them, you know, a little bit of an uplift that there are, in fact, options. The voice of the people is the biggest one, and we outnumber the elitist by, I don't know, about 1,000,000 to 1.
Well, the old bandito, what's his name, Henry Kissinger, the Bilderberg baby that helped. This guy's 96 years old. Why the hell is he still upright? 98? I thought he was 96. Wow. The one that said that, military, they're just stupid animals. Whew. We'll be back. Must come
down. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We'll be right back. is the latest?
NBC News is putting out that the FDA is poised to okay a third vaccine dose to immune-compromised people. Yeah, we're going to destroy their immune system in order to beef up their immune system.
Has anybody seen the pictures? I know you probably have. The pictures that were taken under a normal microscope of a normal red blood cells, yeah. And then pictures taken from those who had been vaccinated, more than one, and on different areas, so that, you know, it was basically random choice. And if you take a look at the blood cells, the red blood cells, they're now sticking to each other, gee, right. Blood clots. They're no longer round. They're no longer bright red. They don't carry the same level of oxygen, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So if they're telling you you need to get a third shot, what they are telling you is we need to do this much more damage to your blood system. Not a joke. An absolute fact.
Yesterday, One America News was running Mr. Pillow's symposium, three-day symposium, out in Sioux City, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And the information that they have brought forth so far should be enough to open up a federal investigation, have done with this, really look at it, and move on. In the meantime, what is Fox News doing over on the other side? Oh, they're running JoJo's press conference. I'm like, really?
if you take a look at what Lindell has the actual connections to every voting machine on voting night across the country, including the IP addresses of those who hooked up to these voting machines when no internet was supposed to be hooked up to these machines.
Yeah, did you catch? I don't know if you watched any of the proceedings, but they had one Steve Bannon there, and he was there to offer that, this is really a Chinese hack.
Lot of what happened there may be attributed to that, but it's not all Chinese. Some of it is actually Italian.
Well, it doesn't. I don't know that a mechanical device or a server can be called a nationality, but okay.
Well, no, but if you understand that Obama made arrangements with the ex-leader of Italy to use an Italian military satellite to make changes to the voting machines on voting night, then yeah, that's where the connection comes from.
Well, I trusted.
That's not a joke either.
I trusted it's Barry. Not. I trusted Barry, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I just said, how many people know that? But it's also the truth. It is.
I am just thoroughly amazed. They even did the forensic stuff on the audit here in Texas, and they had Donald Trump winning by 300,000 votes. And there was this massive paranoia, and I even bought in a little bit about the ne'er-do-wells coming in from other places like New York and California that were dragging their politics along with them. But, you know, their figures are showing that Donald Trump won by 2, possibly up to 3 million votes.
Million votes.
Yeah. We're living in a land of la-la where the best liars are on top. Well,
if they were the best liars, you and I wouldn't be talking about them being liars.
Well, they're on top the majority of the people for right now. For
and
right
thank
now.
Thank you for the platform once again, John.
Well, we just need to start calling him Humpty Dumpty, and the soldiers are not going to try to glue them back together once they take the fall. Trust me. All right, Roger, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day.
All righty. Hour 2 of the National Intel Report coming up. I'm your host, John Stuttmiller. Second hour will continue right after the top of the hour break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.